passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Welcome back. We have reached the final hour on a Tuesday afternoon, and Ronnie starts it off for us from Georgia. Hello, Ronnie.
How you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Your picture's not back on. Your commercial's still on TV.
Let me assure you, Ronnie, we are currently on the air. You just will see it about 8 seconds later.
Okay. Listen, I went to the doctor today. I was listening to the radio, to a nationwide show. It's not a sports show, but it's a nationwide political show.
Right.
And said they was complaining at a ball game yesterday that the people thought that the girl from Iowa was overrated, said she gets too much publicity because she's white, and they also said that college basketball for women was made for black women now. But I'm older, I can't remember the name of the woman that said it, but I think it's pretty sure it came from that team or a team's fan. So I don't know if it's true, but it's a political show that comes out of Memphis. So you probably know who I'm talking about. So if you want to talk to him, he'd probably get you straight on it.
Well, I'm not sure.
Appreciate you listening.
Thank you for the call. I'm not sure how straight I want to get by him. What I do know is this, that 12.3 million people watched the game. That is more than, I believe, what did I just see here, more than any World Series game last year and all but one NBA final game. So I don't think it has anything to do with anything other than the fact that you had several electric players. You had the LSU team. It was a rematch of last year's national championship game. It was on a Monday night where there, quite frankly, wasn't a lot of competition. And it received an enormous amount of attention that captured the nation. It's a compelling story. Compelling stories win every time, regardless of color. Thank you for the call. Calvin is up next in Columbia, South Carolina. Hello, Calvin. Calvin, you there? Carolyn is up next in Tennessee. Carolyn, thanks for the call. Good afternoon.
Hello, Paul. This is my first time, and I'm not going to say much.
Well, thank you.
But I think it's a shame that they fired Kelly.
Well,
I watched Kelly grow up. I watched her play ball, and I watched.
Tell us why.
I think we need to do a little better recruiting, and I think that they needed to give her more time.
Well, Carolyn, I know a number of people in Tennessee who feel the same way you do. I'm not there. I know Kelly, and I have great admiration for her, and. It seemed early. I'm not really sure. Have you heard any explanation of why they had to do it?
No. That's what I thought. I hope that maybe you might have heard something, but I've not heard anything other than the fact that they released her. And my heart is broke because I think she needed more time.
Well, Kelly, Carolyn, the only thing until they select her successor, I think this is going to be an incomplete conversation because I know a lot of people like you will support the program, but they better come up with somebody better. Otherwise, they have really done somebody an injustice, I think.
Do you have a clue who that would be?
Not yet, but I would anticipate it being very soon because you can't waste a lot of time.
Exactly right. Well, thank you for taking my call, and I enjoy your show.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, the only way it would be, the only thing they could be waiting for is if they're going to hire Gino Don Staley, the coach from Iowa, or the coach from NC State? I think Kelly did coach at NC State. Let's check. I think we have Calvin back. Let me see if we can get Calvin on here. Go right ahead, Calvin.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you for checking in.
Well, I'm glad I was able to get back in. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I came in, I saw you, you were talking to Dawn State, and I missed the conversation, but I just wanted to let you know that it's just a joy of having her here in Columbia, South Carolina, leading these women every year. And she's just doing such an outstanding job, and good for the city, and good for the state.
I think Dawn's good for everything.
I think so. I just hope, like, I looked at the game last night, Iowa and LSU, and I noticed that they did the same thing to LSU that they did to the Gamecocks last year. They was kind of running that ball up and down the floor, and they seemed like they was getting tired, and that defense wasn't collapsing on Clark like it should have been, and this just got away from him, I think.
I had somebody mention this to me this afternoon, that maybe LSU should have done a little more substituting, because their players did look worn out in that third quarter.
So I hope this year, with the depth that Don has, and I'm sure, I mean, who am I? I've just played basketball 40 years ago when I was in high school. Pretty good, though. But the thing
I
is,
bet you were.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty good. You know, I played for West High School in Jackson, Tennessee. You know where that is.
Oh, I sure do. I've been to Jackson many times. So, what was your best shot, Calvin?
Well, it was as our senior year when we were playing Jackson Central Mary, our rival. The coach told me during Christmas time, he said, "Cole, you got the green light." And for my coach to see anybody had the green light, I had to take advantage of that. So I came up and made a shot. It was so deep, it rolled off my hand wrong. And I said, shoot, I missed this darn shot, but it went straight through the net. I said, oh, boy.
Well, you know, Calvin, Jackson, Tennessee, I interviewed for a job there once for that newspaper.
So really?
I know the town, the Jackson Sun.
The Jackson Sun?
Yes, sir.
I remember,
let me offer this. They didn't offer me a job, so I hope the Jackson Sun has regretted that. I think it was an internship, but I hope the Jackson Sun has been regretful of that for the last 20 years.
Well, I bet, I'm sure they have, Paul, but I tell you what, we don't regret you being on the SEC network. I tell you, we enjoy your show here.
Well, I really appreciate that. Calvin, if they ever decide to offer me a job, I'm going to do a retrospect on your green light career as a hotshot shooter back in the day.
That's right. Hey, listen, Paul, we was a small team, but as a single-A school, we were like number four in the state for a while, and we did pretty good that year in Murfreesboro, until we got to Murfreesboro, rather.
Oh, yeah. What year did you get out of high school?
84.
I'm going to go back and check the microfilm on that one. I want to see what kind of player you really were.
Go ahead and check. Now, you make sure you have the information, because I know you got all resources.
Oh, yeah.
When I call you back.
Next time you call back, I'm going to have your entire stat line.
Okay. Make sure. I wish you would. Because the other members of the back six from all those brothers that I have,
I did that a couple of years ago. I was doing a story on a guy who played long before you did, and he got all his old teammates together. And, I mean, we're talking about a guy that played high school football in the late 50s. And, man, to listen to these guys tell lies was epic.
Well, I tell you, you can't have a good conversation unless you got at least one good lie.
I mean, these guys were, I didn't believe a word, but since I had to act like I was interested, I listened to it all. Hey, thank you for calling. You bet. Great to hear from you. Fantastic. And I bet Trey used to do some of it. Trey could relate that. He used to be an official, weren't you, Trey?
Yeah, I was an official. I guarantee he traveled and took two or three steps like they do now, Paul. No, here, I'm not going to say that. He sounded like he was a great basketball player.
Here's why I think he got the green light, because I don't think he had anybody else on the team that could shoot.
Well, Paul, I used to play. I was pretty good, but I had the red light. They wouldn't let me shoot.
I was more of a rebounder.
Well, I don't know. You're about the same size as I am. But, Paul, I got a question
for
you.
I wasn't fan.
The McDonald's All-American Boys High School game is tonight at 7 on ESPN. The NIT semifinals are on at the same time, which includes Georgia, is on ESPN, too. And so it's almost as if the high school game is better than the NIT college game. So this is my question to you. We know a lot of teams refuse to play in the NIT tournament. And the NIT tournament used to be a really good tournament. And coaches used it to get them prepared for next year. Has the NIL and transfer portal, has that destroyed the NIT? And do you eventually see the NIT going by the wayside and more teams added to the NCAA tournament? And I'll hang up and let you answer. And thank you for taking my call, and I hope you have a great day.
Trey, what Trey said is really interesting. We're going back 50 years now, maybe even less. But really, I would say until about 20 years ago, the NIT was still something that you could build a lot of prestige about. But I think now it's just so under the radar screen. We saw Buzz Williams go to the finals a couple of years ago, and I think it helped his team be what they are right now. But for the most part, it's just something that very few want to deal with. Thank you for the call. We head to the break. More to come. More of your phone calls right around the corner.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
I've been listening to Chris Braswell from earlier in the program tell us what it was like to play on Nick Saban's final team at Alabama. I-Man is up next.
See, you had to bring the little fella into the conversation. You just can't help yourself. Paul, you got Sabanites. There's no cure for it. You're in a bad position. I mean, you are in a bad position. You've got nobody to speak for now. You can't put words in his face. You can't tell us what he's thinking, although you will. But you've got Sabanites, and that's not a good thing. After all that advertising y'all did yesterday on this women's game, can we be honest? Because I know we can. And here you are talking about Nick Saban. All right, so all that advertising was really about two players. One that dressed up and posed for the cameras, and the other just went out there and kicked everybody's ass playing basketball. That's what I saw. And that'll probably be the only women's game I watched this year. But I did watch every second of it, and because it was so important. It was going to change my life. I was waiting for it to change. Maybe my life will change when I get off the phone with you after your Sabanitis issue. But I doubt it. It did not change my life. And the media was all about these two girls, but yet there's about five or six other girls they didn't focus on that was contributing and playing their asses off. And, but it was about these two. And the humble one just went out and said, there's no revenge. We're just playing ball next. Not going to get into the comments of the other one, but it is what it is because that's what was on the TV. You know, Trey brought up something very interesting about the NIT. I remember when the NIT almost had some glory to it until the media got a hold of it and said, oh, well, you're the 65th best team in the country. And the media kind of drove the NIT down, and I guess it just lost its luster somewhere along the way. Is that a fair statement?
Well, I don't know if it was the media. I just think that the other tournament used to be 32 teams, and it got 48, and then as it got bigger, it was hard to convince the it was hard to convince people that the NIT schools were really good, even though they were.
It sucked the life out of the NIT.
Correct.
I've been watching the tournament since Pat Ewan was a freshman at Georgetown, and I've enjoyed the tournament since the last few years. I quit filling out brackets because I ended up looking at my bracket more than I did the games, but I enjoy the games in March. All right, so we got the Final Four this weekend, and what night is the championship game? Is that like Tuesday or something?
Monday night.
So when UConn kicks the living hell out of Purdue, UConn will be the champion again. Because, you know, the little fella, he's endorsing the rat boys into Oates guy and all that. And see, there again, it's all about, oh, they got the best offense in the country. And look, they're playing defense. They're playing great defense. Paul, you ain't playing great defense when you give up 85, 90, 100 points. You're not playing. What you did was you swatted the ball down, you got a rebound, you got a possession, and you got points, but that's not great defense. Don't tell me you're playing great defense when you're giving up 85 to 120 points a game. That's it. And I don't care about the mamas shooting free throws in the stands. I mean, quit showing that crap and quit telling us where everybody's from. Just focus on the court. Just focus on the game. I mean, these media people now, I mean, it's turned into some kind of a Walt Disney, Wonderful World of Disney. This ain't Daniel Boone. This ain't old Yeller. This ain't anything but sports. I mean, just calm the hell down, TV folks, and shut up and let it breathe some. Let it breathe. Because, I mean, you got legend coming over here sucking all the air out of the room anyway. I mean, let it breathe. Let it breathe like a real sweet blues tune. You know, the most important thing that B.B. King did not do, the most important thing he did do, he didn't fill in every void when he just let that one note sustain itself. But the media people, they can't do that. No, let me show you pictures. Let me show you. Look at that. Look how great that defense, Stephen. 85 points, and you're telling me defense. I guess you're a football analyst and a basketball analyst now, so that's great defense, right? Oh, yeah, look at them. Shoot them threes. They don't do nothing but layups and threes. Great defense. You got your plaid jacket, Paul? I bet you wear a plaid jacket on the weekend, don't you? Sitting around the house watching you. What do you got, about 200-inch TV?
No, just a normal TV.
Listen, Paul, in order to have let me tell you something.
Oh, ever since you said B.B. King, I started humming The Thrill Is Gone, because that's kind of how I feel about our calls.
The thrill is gone? Hell, that's the way I feel. I mean, you used to have conversation. Now you sit there, and
well,
it's
because you used to be a normal caller instead of a preacher.
A preacher?
Yeah. Now you just call in and preach whatever nonsense is in your skull.
Oh, and that's why you mentioned Nick Saban right before you went to, and I'm in his Nick.
I mentioned it, and you just completely came apart.
No, I didn't. I mean, I brought it to your attention that you're the one with Sabanites. See, I mean, Paul, I mean, in order to have a conversation, you used to could have a conversation, but you're too busy thinking, but I hit you with them bright lights, and now you can't see. You're swerving all over the road. Hey, watch out for that tree. You know, them running, walking trees that Nick Saban hit when he was at the Christmas party the first year he got Tuscaloosa. You know, them trees used to only be in the Wizard of Oz, But when Nick Saban showed up at that Christmas party, guess what? They was in Tuscaloosa because he ran over a couple of them. I remember.
I've never hit a walking tree before, Paul. But I don't spend a lot of time drinking and driving either. I didn't say anything. I'm just saying I don't spend a lot of time drinking and driving. And I've never seen a walking tree. Now, I've seen some deer and some cows and dogs and people pull out, but I've never seen a walking tree. Now, when UConn beats the living hell out of, you know, the greatest offense, I mean, you know, number one offense all year, 90 points. And then legend go come in and say, all we need is 89. And listen, you can get 89, you can get 109. UConn's going to put 120 on your ass, and 109 ain't going to count. Oh, at least we got there. Ooh, I never thought I'd see it in my life. I've been telling my Bama friends for 2 months, you better watch this team. They're a pretty good basketball team. Nah, they just overlooked everything. Now that they're in the Final Four, they know names, games.
Alabama's in the Final Four, and your team lost in the first round to an Ivy League
school. They sure did.
My point is that we are tired of your call. Daryl is up next in Baton Rouge. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. How you doing today, buddy?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, my girls last night looked like we run out of gas. You know, Coach Malkus, she doesn't go but seven players. She doesn't play but seven players. She doesn't play but two off the bench. I'm sure you knew that, right?
I knew exactly what happened.
Me too. Kate McCork wasn't going to lose to LSU 2 years in a row. Wasn't going to happen. You could see in her eyes she was determined to take it all, and she did. She played an excellent game. So what do you think would happen? Expand on that for me, please.
Well, I mean, you've already said it. I felt like she just needed to get some bodies in there, even briefly, to give her players a rest, and that didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah, but I thought it was a good game, you know. Like you said, how many million people watched it?
No, it was a phenomenal game, but, you know, the third quarter, I don't know. I mean, I don't know her personnel like she does, but I felt like she had to make a move there, and she didn't. We'll take a break. More to come. 30 minutes remaining, and we are right back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
An update. We have some winners and losers. Legend has advanced, and we'll take on Dwayne. Handsome Joe versus Dominic Squirrel. Let me double check that. Am I reading this correctly? Squirrel beat Cat Daddy? And Cat Daddy is the defending champion. He is now out of the field. Squirrel takes on AJ. That is an eagerly watched match. Larry versus I-Man. Wow, there is a lot of bad blood there. We're down to the Elite Eight. Dominic, the upstart. AJ is up next.
Woo! I smell victory in the air, Paul. Let me ask you something. You know, look, can I put you on the stand in the court of law under oath for a minute, Mr. Feinbaum? Okay, at one point in time over the years, you've said several times you've never banned anybody from the show. Is that correct?
One person was banned many, many years ago for talking for making fun of another caller who had cancer and later died.
Oh, well, that was deservingly so. But
that was, that person was given the first and only lifetime ban in the history of the show.
Well, what about the gentleman? I had a gentleman that says, you may not be telling the complete truth. You familiar with a gentleman named Michael from Jasper?
No.
You're not? Okay, well, court adjourned, not guilty. But I was told that he got banned, and he never did tell me why. And so I didn't know if you may have remembered or not.
We don't know who you are, and whoever you are a liar.
I hear you. You standing up for yourself. You don't stand up for yourself against him, but you stood up for yourself right then. But Paul, let me ask you something about, you know, Tanner over there. I believe he's feeling the freeze of warning effect already. I mean, with that call over there, he froze up because he had stage fright. He got in the lights and he got stage fright. I mean, what kind of call did he not freeze up, Mr. Feinbaum?
I refuse to answer that question.
He didn't know what he was going to say.
Hey, it's not being a caller to this show, AJ. I mean, you just heard I-Man. He's a veteran caller. He didn't make any sense in 5 minutes.
I think his call was great. So, you know, it made a lot of sense to me, especially when he said War Eagle and that Alabama's defense. We got defense. And giving up 120 points a game. But
I thought what Tanner was trying to say is that Hugh Freeze got the job based on 2 wins, and he has simply not delivered. I'm just interpreting what he said, but we can move on.
Well, I know, but I'm gonna kind of segue on over here to where what exactly happened in his call. What it was is he just proved how a rookie caller over there froze up in the middle of his call because he's feeling the freeze warning down there in T-Town already. And he just likes some bad Tannerite, Paul. He had his call is a big bang, but a powder puff of a call. It's pathetic. Absolute pathetic, Tanner. Stay on them ranches and stay off the phone, Tannerite. Wardown Eagle, Paul.
Lee. I guy was making fun of another person's call. Lee is calling from South Carolina. Hey, Lee.
Hey, Paul. Appreciate you calling me.
Thank you very much.
Just want to call and talk to you about Nadler. You're talking about he may go this what direction in the NFL. And I tell you, the best play we could have run at South Carolina with that Medicare line is a middle screen and don't tell the line. That's my opinion. But, you know, I've been on hold for 4:30, and the guy said I'm going to be on hold to the top of the hour.
Oh.
And here it is, almost time to quit, and I bet you $100 to a donut if AJ just called, he got in. If I-Man called, he gets in. And if Legend called, which I love Legend, he get in real quick. So what's going on with all this crap?
Lee, we try to get callers on as quickly as we can. Doesn't always work out.
Well, I don't see it happening. But anyway, the NIL is killing football, and the portal is killing football. And Steve Spurrier started all this crap years ago and said, we need to start paying players. And I agree with that. They should have said, okay, we're going to give every player $1,000 a month to have some spending money. Because they're getting a full education. And it's gone ballistic. Portal, I was a football coach for a long time. And the portal, you go somewhere else, you sit out a year. I don't have a problem with that. But something's got to change with NCAA.
Well, Lee, you understand better than anyone because you've been part of the system. It changed, and I don't know whether COVID had an impact, but it may have. And all of a sudden, once you open that door, it's hard to shut it again.
Well, the way I feel about piss on COVID.
Okay.
That ain't got nothing to do with life. If you need to be able to do the right thing. And paying people $1 million to play football is ridiculous in college football. It's ridiculous. Let everybody share in the wealth, but not that much money. If I had an offensive lineman, I'm sitting there thinking, I'm busting my butt. Here's a quarterback making $1 million, and he gets on me. You're not blocking. Well, next thing I'm going to say, I'm going to tell that defensive lineman, go get his ass. And then he'll maybe quieten down a little bit. But I just want to be a good caller, and I love you.
Lee, I'm sorry. My apologies for the call. By the way, how long did you coach?
I coached 8 years, could have gotten college. As a matter of fact, Terry Heppner, he recruited Ben Roethlisberger back in the day.
All right.
Asked me to come up there and coach at Miami of Ohio.
Sure.
He was the only coach that ever actually went after Ben Roethlisberger. Nobody else wanted him.
That's amazing. We're talking about one of the great quarterbacks ever.
You're talking about a coach. We did a run and shoot back in the late 70s, like they're doing today. And he went to Indiana and died of a brain tumor and turned them around. Indiana used to go 1-3, 2-2. And when he went there the first year, went 4-4 off of them rum-dums and turned that program completely around. And if he had stayed, he was as good a coach in the nation as anybody ever thought about. He knew more football than anybody ever met. But, Paul, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, I apologize for the delay. We'll try to improve that the next time. Great to hear from you, though. Fascinating call. Barbara is up next in Tennessee. Hey, Barbara.
Hey, Paul. I am happy, happy, happy. Kelly Harper is gone. And the reason is, in my opinion, she can't coach. So, thank God the Greyhound, she's gone.
Well, you're the first one that's happy about that, but I'm glad I'm happy that you're happy. We're up against the break. Wow. We'll take a break. More to come. We've gotten more calls about the Tennessee women's situation than the Tennessee men getting knocked out of the Elite Eight. We'll be back with much more right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And welcome back. Final few moments. If you want to sneak in a last call, we'll still have a few more minutes to go. 855-242-7285. Always our number. And as I told the gentleman, we'll try to get you on as quickly as possible. How about Terry up next? Hey, Terry, go right ahead.
Hello, Paul. Listening to I-Man, does he not realize he's like an old girlfriend that says the same old stuff over and over? And ask why you won't comment. Well, you know, you can't fix an idiot or fix stupid or whatever you want to say. You know, he says the same thing over and over. He complains and does this. He makes no sense. My deal with and his buddy AJ, I wish I had those 15 minutes of him and Legend that I watched on Saturday back. That isn't something I will never get back. And like I told you, I want to be Legends bookie. I mean, I love his calls, but his picks are no good. Anyway, you know,
that's a good line. I like that.
Anyway, you know, I just wonder, you know, does not Legend understand that, you know, you're silent because anything he says does not make any sense anymore?
No. Hey,
am I wrong?
No. Thank you very much, Terry. Appreciate you calling in. Jace up next in Augusta. Hello, Jace.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I want to comment in too. I mean, he is his calls have been terrible here lately. I just don't. He used to be a great caller.
Well, what made great? He was not traditional. He could be unpredictable. He was funny, and I, you know, what he tried to do tonight was to be self-deprecating about his biggest weakness, and that's his obsession with Nick Saban.
Right.
It did not work.
He's got Sabanitis. You know.
Yeah, I guess he thought he was being funny, but I mean, all he did was be unfunny.
Right. And I saw the segment with Legend earlier in the week. Legend is a lot older than he appears on his picture on here.
Yeah, I believe
Legend is
in his mid to late 50s, if I have him correctly.
Okay, and he looked like he had a little weight on him, too.
Now, so, I have not seen Legend in a while. I've never noticed that about Legend, but I'll let you tell him.
All right, well, Legend, you're old and fat, and the dog's going to kick your ass in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, my.
Thanks, Paul.
By the way, I had that happen to me once about 20 years ago. Somebody walked up and said, "Are you okay?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "It looks like you put on a lot of weight." And that was like the end of the day for me. We'll be eager to hear a Legend's reaction to that. Walter is up next in Athens, Georgia. Hey, Walter, go right ahead.
Yeah, do you think Tennessee should bring Staley back, the head coach?
I don't think she's gettable, Walter.
You don't think so? Hey, it worth a try, though.
Oh, yeah, I would definitely try. I would say, Coach Staley, we'd like you to be our coach. We're going to offer you a blank check. Fill it in. And that's the only
there
thing
you
can
go.
Do.
That's it. That's my story. I'm going to stick with it.
By the way, I'm still waiting for that to happen to me, and I bet same to you. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, it'd be real nice.
My problem is I don't know what I would put in there.
Me neither.
I mean, you don't want to go. You don't want to go too high. Well, maybe you do. Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. That is funny. Chris is up next in South Carolina. Hey, Chris, go right ahead.
See, Paul.
Yes, sir.
Let you slide, Paul. But you and your little new gym Legend. Y'all been running your mouth a little too much about my man Dabo, man. The same thing you say about our man, about Nick Saban, you got the same thing with Dabo. That man ain't did nothing, none of y'all. Why are you always talking about him? That's what I want to know.
Why am I always talking about Dabo Sweeney? Are you out of your mind?
So what? They put him on the four greatest coaches. You heard that man say it? Ain't nobody built nothing like him. And we're coming back this year.
Really?
Jordan
are
the first one to find out.
Hey, Chris,
you have
hold
a nice
on a second.
Day.
Chris,
hey, Legend.
Chris, calm
watch
down.
Watch your mouth, Legend.
Chris, are you in the hospital right now?
Man, this way you see, Paul. We're going to see
you
in the hospital.
The only reason I ask that is you sound delusional because, I mean, I'm looking at Dabo Sweeney. I mean, Dabo's lost three games 3 years ago, three games the year before. He lost four games last year. He was 4-4 in the ACC. And you're talking about him,
Paul,
like he's Nick
because
Saban.
We building something, Paul, and we refuse to do what the SEC do is to throw a bunch of money at everything and
you
try
guys,
to buy
you
that
guys haven't
we
finished.
We get out of the mud.
You guys haven't
we
finished
get out of
in
the mud, Paul.
You guys have not finished
and,
in the top
and don't
10
disrespect that.
Since before COVID.
Paul, Georgia's going to be the first one to find out. You'll see where the rest of them getting that 12-team playoff. Have a nice day.
Three straight years of finishing outside of the top 10. I mean, that is embarrassing. And you're trying to sell me on Dabo. I mean, listen, I think Dabo Sweeney is a very good football coach who has won two national championships, but what is the excuse for completely missing what is happening in sports? I mean, he let it go right past him and refused to do anything. That's Dabo's problem. You can't be stubborn. You can't be Sherman-esque. You can't be absolute in today's world of college football. I think he's a very good coach. I don't think he'll ever win a national championship again. I don't think he'll ever be a serious contender. He has a good program. I mean, he was excited last year by only losing four games. I mean, I saw him celebrating, I think, after the Notre Dame game. Anyway, what we are is out of time. We thank all of you for being a part of the show.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.